Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the Easter holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA. The home of Angels Baseball, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. It is our final segment, but we will be right back here at the same time next Saturday with a fresh show, and we appreciate you sharing part of this long holiday weekend with us. And at this point in the show, I am delighted to welcome back my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach. Chef Andrew, good morning, and as always, welcome back.
Great to be back. Thank you. Good morning.
And we should mention we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, Chef Andrew, big weekend because it is, of course, Easter, but also this is opening weekend for the Halos, who are on the road in Baltimore. And by the way, Angels pregame with Terry Smith and Mark Langston will follow us at 12:30. You know, Chef Andrew, I know you like to get your family out to the ballpark a couple times during the year. Baseball is in the air.
I'm excited. I love this time of year. The family loves going to the games, and going to Angel Stadium is so easy. You know, it's just great. And there's so many wonderful food options there that we never know whether to watch the game or just gorge ourselves.
Well, the gorging is a good part, Chef Andrew, and I'm going to be doing a little tasting, so I'll kind of give you a preview of the hit parade. I know there's some new sandwiches, and also they're doing from scratch waffles. I know there is a strawberry version with fresh strawberries that I saw a picture. It looks fairly promising. Now, Chef Andrew, for the Easter weekend, are you open or closed tomorrow?
Brunch, you know, regular Sunday brunch on Easter with a couple extra features, but we'll be open all day.
Again, for some folks that may be planning to go out for Easter but didn't make that reservation at that high-end place, you know, here definitely is an option. Tempt us, if you will, Chef Andrew, on just one extra item that you're adding for Easter. I mean, I know you love egg dishes, so I have a feeling there's probably going to be something extra special, eggy, that will be part of the festivities tomorrow. Am I warm?
Well, we're going to do our kind of well-known lobster Benedict tomorrow with a brown butter hollandaise.
Chef Andrew, OMG. That sounds incredible. Chef Andrew, for, you know, something that we all love is a perfectly crisp on the outside, tender and rich on the inside French fry. And, you know, of course, everybody in terms of the fast casual places, you know, they have their hits and they have their misses. But I think there's a feeling that it is very hard to do a wonderful French fry at home. So leave it to Chef Andrew with his American gravy site on Substack that, you know, you post several recipes a week. Very few are actually behind a paywall. And, you know, these are all chef-proven recipes that come from your classic portfolio, because you haven't been doing this for a month. It's been a while. So walk us through how we can do a wonderful French fry at home. And boy, I got the picture in front of me, and I can almost eat the paper.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not that difficult, actually. You know, and this technique has been leveraged from the McDonald's system, because, you know, whether say what you will about McDonald's, they've got some pretty crispy French fries. And, you know, a little bit of science from Serious Eats, some science from Harold McGee. But really what it comes down to is the two-step process. You got to par cook your French fries first, and then cool them, and then fry them at a high temperature. What people make the mistake in doing is that they cook them in oil first, which really just saturates the fry and makes it pretty oily. I like Five Guys fries, but I find them to be a little bit oily. When you don't do the second cook on the fry, they can get really soggy quickly because there's so much starch in them. So you got to cook some of that starch out. Well, the way I do it is that I actually cut my potatoes into fries. I rinse them to get some of that excess starch off. And then you don't need to do like a long soak. People talk about a 5 or 6 hour soak. You just want some of that residual starch off, because then what you do is that you actually boil them, and you boil them in water with a little bit of white vinegar. So that's called acidulated water. The vinegar prevents the pectin from breaking down, so the fry doesn't actually like crumble as it cooks. It just par cooks and it holds it together. And then the real important step is that you want to freeze the fries at that point, because the ice crystals then kind of break down some of the starch on the inside of the fry, so that when you do fry them, they get nice and blisteringly crisp on the outside, and they've still got that creamy puffiness on the inside that you look for in the perfect fry. So you boil, you cut them, soak them, then you just put them actually in cold water to start. Bring it up to a boil. Once it comes up to a boil, you turn the water off, let them sit for a minute, and then you strain them. Then line them into one or two layers on a sheet pan and put them in your freezer. They might stick together a little bit, but when you pull them out of the freezer, you can kind of break them up, and you know, they don't break apart. And then I take avocado oil, which is somewhat sweet, so it adds a nice sweeter flavor, and it's got that higher smoke point. And I put avocado oil in a pan, and I fry them in batches. I don't put too many fries in the pot because you don't want it to boil over. So you might do it in two or three batches. And then, you know, you just fry them until they're crisp. Make sure that oil's at about 375 degrees. And if you don't have an oil temperature thermometer, you can really just kind of test it with, like, one fry. Wait for your oil to bring it, come up to temperature, and then just dip, like, a single fry. It should start bubbling pretty quickly, and that's when you know your oil's at the right temperature. You don't want that oil smoking. That oil starts to smoke. Turn it down. Turn it off. And then, you throw them in there. And then on my Substack, I actually did include kind of a specialty fry seasoning recipe as well that we love, at least at the restaurant in my family does. So you can give that a shot if you want.
Chef Andrew, while we're talking about the American Gravy Substack site, how do our listeners access that? Because, you're very gracious. A lot of the content, you know, unless it's a video that you're doing of a recipe, is available and not behind a paywall, which, you know, that's impressive and generous.
Yeah, the recipes that are behind the paywall are the videos and the recipes that I use in the restaurant. Right. So that's kind of the formula there. Everything else is free. Most of what I post during the week are meals that I'm cooking for the family or I'm cooking for my team at the restaurant. A lot of these recipes are developed in the restaurant, and then I cook it for the whole team. So that's kind of, you know, it's funny. That's like crew meal is usually an afterthought that the prep cook puts together, but I like to be the one to cook the crew meal for the team. Typically steak and a lot of much more premium items. We're not going to cheap out on that for the team.
Sure.
So I'll put the recipes, I'll test my sauces in that regard. And you go on Substack and look up American Gravy or Andrew Gould and you'll find it.
We'll leave it there, Chef, and we'll pick up the conversation next week. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gould. My thanks to David here at Angel Stadium on Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. We're right back here next week with a fresh show. We're proudly presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Keep in mind, Doctor in the Dugout with Alan Beyer returns next week. Meanwhile, at 12:30, tune in for Angels Pregame with Terry Smith and Mark Langston. Be safe, good eating, and we'll see you next week.